where are people heading and where are they heading from in Maryland?
Well, most of the growth we've seen over the last year has occurred in what we call the four inner suburban counties in Maryland, Montgomery and Prince George's in the Washington area, Baltimore County, and Anne Arundel County in the Baltimore area. Where are they coming from? Much of the growth that's occurring in those four counties are coming from two major sources. One is international migration, that is movement from abroad. The other is just sort of net natural increase, which is births minus deaths. It's the excess of births over deaths.
We're hearing that there are several factors driving this. We're hearing housing. We're hearing job availability. What are the main magnets when as people shift and places grow and other places shrink?
Well, that's true. Job availability and housing prices is a factor that determines where people move to and where they move from. I think what you're finding in the last several years is that for these four major suburban jurisdictions, what you had in the past is you had more people leaving those counties for other counties further out, outer suburban jurisdictions, if you will. For housing, which was less expensive. That was before the recession happened in 2008, 2009, before the housing market collapsed. After the housing market did collapse, much of this outflow was reduced from these four major inner suburban counties to the outer counties. So what you're finding is that you're having less people move from the inner to the outer suburban counties. And this, in turn, has allowed more of the growth to occur in these four inner suburban counties.
We're looking at some of the numbers for the city of Baltimore as well. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you're seeing there, what's happening with the city's population with respect to some of the other counties, some of these nearby counties.
Right. What you have for the latest estimate for Baltimore cities, you had a small overall population decline between 2012 and 2013 of about 300 people. Now, this was in contrast to what the estimate was for last year. The growth for last year was a gain of about 1,400 people, which was the first sort of estimated increase for the city in, probably since the 1950s. The small decline that you're seeing this year is a function primarily of still continued out-migration from the city, what we call domestic out-migration, from the city to, typically it's to the surrounding suburban jurisdictions of the city, primarily Baltimore County. So it's movement from the city to Baltimore County. Where the city is gaining population from is gaining from international migration, and it's also gaining from, again, net natural increase or births succeeding deaths. Now, the growth from those two factors, international migration and net natural increase, was just slightly less than the number of people leaving the city from domestic migration. So overall, there was just a small decline in the city's total population of around 300.